Last week or so, we've been doing the sugi of Zerah B'Sheila. Zerah B'Sheila introduces us to the concept of Tam Ke'ikah. That even if you only have a Tam of the Issa, that's significant, and that could possibly answer the Heter and the Tarovis. But today we finally get to the sugi of Tam Ke'ikah itself, to the real jugular of the sugi. Everything else we've done till now is really a background to get to Tam Ke'ikah. How do we get to Tam Ke'ikah? So it's really a statement of Rava in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Tzadi Chesem at base. We mentioned that there's a brisa that says that Zerah B'Sheila is really the exception to the rule. That Zeu Heter Haba Mechlal Issa. Zerah B'Sheila is a case of Heter. That's where the Zerah is cooking together with the Ayil. The Ayil is Nechal to the Bailim, but the Zerah is only Nechal to the Kohanim. So clearly, for the Bailim, the Zerah is like Issa. It's like Issa. They're not allowed to eat the Zerah. So if the Zerah is going to be nosing Tam into the Heter, into the Ayil, so how can the Bailim eat the Ayil? It's Daf Akasha. Right? So comes the Pasuk, and it says, there's a heter in the Torah that you're allowed to eat the ayil, even though the Zeroah is there together with it. Now, how can that be? But if it's no sin, how could it be? The answer is that there's a shear. There's a shear of either Shishin or Meya. There's a shear that creates a heter. So we're going to learn from Zeroah B'Sheila to Kol HaTorah Kula that if you have a shear of Shishin, so then it's going to be mut. It's going to be mut. So the problem is, the Braisa says, Zeu heter haba mechlal issa. Zeroah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule. So it sounds like what? Heter is the Zerah B'Sheila, that's the exception. The rule is Shari Yisrael Shabbat Torah, that normally no sin tam is going to be aser, and Shishim is not going to help. What does that mean, that Shishim is not going to help? Not only is Nesinas tam going to aser, but tam is going to be aser. If you have an infusion of some kind of liquid from the iser, it's going to be aser even b'mashu. There is no Shir Bittel that's going to work. Right? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Again, Zeu Heter Haba Mechlal is. The heter is Zerah B'Sheila. That's the exception. And then there's a klal. There's a rule. So what's the rule? What's the exception? So the kasha of the Gemara, again, kushyas haGemara, is that Kali Surin Shabbat Torah the Masha. Zerah B'Sheila is Muta B'Shishim. Is a Shear. Once you have the Shear of Shishim, then everything is okay. Kali Surin Shabbat Torah the Masha. So that seems to fly in the face of what the Gemara said. The Gemara thought that Zerah B'Sheila is the paradigm. Zerah B'Sheila is the paradigm that whenever you have Issa, that's no sintam beheter. If you have shishim in the heter, connected to issa, then it's not no sintam, that's mutter. But it sounds from the braisa, not like that. So heter haba mechlal issa sounds like Zerah B'Sheila is an exception, but it's not the normal rule. So comes Abaye and says, no, he misunderstood the braisa. The braisa is telling me what? Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino b'mashu. You have two things of the same type, not min b'sheino mino, not in the sinas tam. There can be a transfer of liquid, but there is no tam. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Gzeres haKosov or Svara min b'mino b'mashu." Comes Zerah B'Sheila, and Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Zerah B'Sheila is batel, and it's going to be mutter b'shishim. There's the exception to the rule. Right? The Chacham normally say min b'mino is b'shishim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's b'mashu. Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule. So bye. Okay? So again, we're trying to understand the braisa. What's the rule? What's the exception? Till now, notice, the rule is that something is going to be b'mashu, that shishim is not going to work. Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to that shishim is going to work. Comes Rava and offers a third approach. Let's all look at the Gemara. If we have a Gemara, let's look inside. Does anyone not have a Gemara? Everyone has a Gemara? So those who don't have a Gemara, I brought a Gemara. Take one and pass the rest around for those who don't have a Gemara. No, we can't do this without the Gemara. Rava Amar, lo nitzricha ela letam ke'iker, tibakachim asa, kamashvalan dehacha shar. Comes Rava and says, what's zeo heta b'machal isa? Lo nitzricha ela letam ke'iker, tibakachim asa, the hachashar. This is a loaded statement of Rav. What does he say? Tam ke iker bekotshim asa. Let's just put it down. Tam ke iker. He said the magic words. The bekotshim asa. But Zerah b'sheila is mutter. Here it's mutter. Tam ke iker the bekotshim asa, but here it's mutter. What does that mean? What does that mean? Tam ki iker bekotshim is asa. Notice he's bekotshim. He's talking kotshim. We're not interested in kotshim. We're really more interested in chulin. Call it our kula, right? So he does mention this word kotshim. So is he saying something about kotshim? Is he saying something about chulin? Is he talking mashu? Is he talking not mashu? What exactly is going on over here with this rabbi? So comes Rashi and says like this. Okay, before we even get to the Hemshech of the Gemara, let's just try to understand his statement. The Rashi says like this. L'tam ki iker. No sing tam kimla da osu bekotchim ki iker mamosho shel isim. Kotchim, in general, no sing tam is ki iker. Sounds like everything we've been saying till now. Tam ki iker. By kotchim, it's like mamosho shel isim. If you have mamosho shel isim, then that's certainly going to be awesome. The chiddush is tam ki iker bekotchim is also going to be awesome. Ulaham milsa katoni zeu lemaute shar kotchim. And that's what it means, zeu hetra bamachal isim. Is lema'ute shar kotchim, meaning zra b'sheil is kotchim. It comes to exclude other kotchim. According to Rashi, it sounds like Rava's statement is all about kotchim. Tam ke'ikah by kotchim, whatever the words tam ke'ikah mean, tam ke'ikah by kotchim is asa. Zra b'sheil is mutter. What does that mean, zra b'sheil is mutter? So he just adds, avachulin shaper garmina minei lemea v'shishim. The Meya v'Shishim. Let's leave it at that. We learn from Zerah b'Sheila for Meya and Shishim. That's what we've been saying till now. That Zerah b'Sheila is the paradigm to teach me that by Chulin, Meya v'Shishim is a Shir Bittel. So what did Rashi just say? According to Rabbah, Tam Ke'ikah B'Kotchim is Aser, but by Zerah b'Sheila it's going to be Mutter. What is Mutter? What is Mutter? What's Mutter? So B'Pshuta, Rashi is saying everything we've said before about Zerah b'Sheila. Zerah b'Sheila is Mutter b'Shishim. That means if you have shishim, is there an asinas tam b'shishim? Is there an asinas tam b'shishim, Michael? No, there's not an asinas tam b'shishim. So zra b'sheila, would you say that by zra b'sheila, it's mutter even if there's an asinas tam? No, it's mutter when there's shishim. So just 1 second, what's the contrast? By shar kotchim, what? Tam ke'iker is aser? By zra b'sheila, tam ke'iker is also aser. By Zerah b'Sheila, I need a shir shishim to be matir. By Shar Kotchim, I also need a shir shishim to be matir. No? What's the contrast Rav is setting up then, according to Rashi? Tam ke'ikah by Kotchim is aser. By Zerah b'Sheila, it's mutter b'shishim. That's another way of saying it. Tam ke'ikah is aser, but if you have shishim, there is no tam ke'ikah, so it's mutter. What's the contrast? So comes Tosis and says, it sounds from Rashi, you know, he didn't say it. It sounds from Rashi that what does tam ke'ikah by Kotchim aser mean? It doesn't mean if there's an asinas tam by kotchim it's awesome. No, it's that even if there's no asinas tam, it's awesome. Meaning, there's no shir bittel that can help you by kotchim. There's no shir bittel. It's also bimashu. That's how Tosus learned Rashi. And be'emes, this pshat is really just a hemshech of the rest. That's why you have to put it on the board to see that. That's really what we keep on saying. That the rule is that there's some iser mashu somewhere. Zerah b'Sheila is the exception where shishim is enough, right? Shishim, the shir bittel of shishim is enough. It's not aser b'mashu. It's only aser b'nesinas tam. But if you don't have the sinas tam, you have shishim, then it's mutter. So according to Tosis' version of Rashi, now the reason I say Tosis' version of Rashi is not clear that Rashi even said it. Tosis is going to be very troubled with Rashi, but it's not clear that Rashi even said it. But that's how Tosis interpreted, because Rashi did say one thing. He said, we're learning shishim from Zerah b'Sheila to chulin. We're going to learn shishim. Shishim sounds like there is no Nesinas Tam. So, if Zerah b'Sheila is mutter without a Nesinas Tam, that means if there would be a Nesinas Tam, there would be Shishim, Itaka would be Aser. So, if it would be Aser, then what's the contrast to Kotchim with Tam Keker and Kotchim Aser? Tam Keker sounds like Nesinas Tam, but Nesinas Tam is a problem by Zerah b'Sheila too. So, what's going on? So, Tosis interpreted Rashi to mean Tam Keker dos meitnish Tam Keker. It doesn't mean what you think it means. We finally got to the sugya of Tam Ke'ikah. Rava says the magic words, and Tosis interprets Rashi to mean, to think that Rava never meant to say Tam Ke'ikah. He really meant to say Mashu. The word Tam Keker in this context doesn't even mean Tam Keker. It's the first time we actually saw the phrase in the Gemara. The Tosus interprets Rashi to mean that this statement of Rava really is Mashu Bekodshim Aser. But Bez Rava Shaila, it's not. Tosus Bedas Rashi. Bliyas kodshim oseres b'mashim. Tam ki'ikar, the phrase tam ki'ikar over here really means mashim. It doesn't mean tam ki'ikar. So bliyas kodshim ases b'mashim. But by Zerah B'Sheila, it is known as seen as Tam's Mutter. That's how Tosis interpreted Rashi. Okay? Now how did Rava even know this? Tam Kek is going to ask the B'mashu, how can that be? The Ligmar Minei, let's learn from Zro B'Sheila that it's Mutter B'Shishim. So he says, no, Goli Rachmanek Abi Chachas. If kachim touch besar chulin, they'll asa. Kachim touch besar chulin, they'll asa. Setosis interprets Rashi to mean they'll asa. Even b'mashu, it's just a touch. It's a touch. So it just touched the basa. Why should it asa? This isn't seen as tam over there. No, the answer is it's asa b'mashu. It's asa b'mashu. This is how Tosis interprets Rashi. Okay, this is how Tosis interprets Rashi. Okay, let's read a little more of Rashi before we look at Tosfos further. Okay, but this is the basic pshat. Avachulin shaper gamina minei lemei avashishim v'kimlan mei akrei rabim lahatos debatli beruba. V'yalfina mei hocha lahachmer de lo libotel ela b'shishim. Ela b'mei avashishim. Akrei rabim lahatos tells me minat Torah really should be botel berov. Zohar B'Sheila teaches me that it's only going to be bottled b'shishim over me. Okay. Says Rashi, V'rova les le'tam ke'ike b'chulin. Rava doesn't hold of tam ke'ike b'chulin. This is the next interesting statement of Rashi. Rava denies tam ke'ike b'chulin. He's only talking kachim. He denies tam ke'ike b'chulin. Now, what does that mean? He denies it. Minat Torah, he denies it. Rava denies tam ke'ike b'chulin. What is he referring to? So the Gemara continues. Where it says, how does Rava know? Right? How do we know Bekodshim, Tam Keker is Asar, Kol Asher Yiga Bivisara? How do you know Zerah B'Sheila is different? Because that's the Gzeres HaKosev, Zerah B'Sheila. Goli Rachman Agav Echadus Kol Asher Yiga Bivisara Yigdash Lios Kemo, Shem Psula Ti Pasol, Vim Ksheira Ti Ocho Kachom HaShiva. If the Kachim is pasal, then it'll ask the basa. If the kachim are kosher, but they have a certain amount of time that you have to eat it, shlomim is 2 days and one night, and chatas is less, and right, the rules of kachim, so it's the similar. Why should I learn from Kol Ashiga Bivisara that Tam Keke Bekachim is Asar? According to Tosis's version of Rashi, that means that why should I learn from Kol Ashiga Bivsara that Mashu Ases by Kochim in general? Learn from Zerah B'Sheila that it's Mutter B'Shishim. Ligmar Mehai, let's learn from Zerah B'Sheila it should be Mutter B'Shishim by Kochim. Chirishu. Mechirish Logamina. Zerah B'Sheila is a Chirish. Why is Zerah B'Sheila a Chirish? Why is Zerah B'Sheila a Chirish? I can't learn from Zerah B'Sheila that Kochim Abato B'Shishim? Why not? The Chirish. What's the Chirish of Zerah B'Sheila? Anyone? That it's mutter again. How did Rashi and Tosfos learn mutter levatel iser lechatchila? Right. So B'Sheila is a situation where you're mevatel the iser lechatchila. It's not b'di'evin, but even lechatchila, you're allowed to cook the zera together with the oil. That's a chiddush. That doesn't apply to Kol Torah Kula, because Rav B'Sheila is a chiddush. Rava doesn't want to learn. Right. Rava says that you can't learn regular kachim from Rav B'Sheila. Rav B'Sheila is the exception. It's a chiddush. So we're not going to learn from Rav B'Sheila. So how can I learn Chulin from Zohar B'Sheila? If I can't learn Kachim from Zohar B'Sheila, how do I learn Chulin from Zohar B'Sheila? Are we really learning Zohar B'Sheila from Zohar B'Sheila to be Mekil? We're learning to be Machmir. The Midaraisa Beruba Batal. In our Torah, really, the Issa should be Batal Berov. I'm learning from Zohar B'Sheila that Rov is not enough. I need more than Rov. I need Shishim to be Mevatel. So that's a Chumrah. So I can learn a Chumrah, the Chumrah of Shishim, I can learn from Zohar B'Sheila to Chulin. That's the Gemara. So says Rashi, what do you see from that? This is all within Rava, presumably. It's not the Gemara talking, there's a back and forth, and Rava keeps on answering. So what did Rava just tell you? The Midaraisa Beruba Batal. Rava just told you that by Tam Ki Iker, right? Midaraisa Beruba Batal. We're learning from Zohar B'Sheila that Shishim, somehow there's this sheer Shishim. But the Gemara adds, Minat Torah Beruba Batal. Midrabanan, it sounds like Midrabanan, you need Shishim. So that certainly gives the impression that Rava holds that Tam Ki Iker is not Daraisa. Minat Torah is Batal Barov. We're talking to learn Min B'Shein Amino from Zohar B'Sheila. Minat Torah is Batal Barov. Midrabanan, there's a problem of Tam that you're going to need Shishim for. It sounds like Rava holds that Tam Ki Iker is Lav Daraisa. It's also, but it's Midrabanan, it's not Minat Torah. Okay. Now it's interesting, some of the Rishonim point out that Rashi is medayik from Rava, not just from the Hemshech of the Gemara. He says, Kidim Mefarish Va'ozel, but he's actually medayik from the Iker statement of Rava as well. That's what the Rashba writes. I didn't bring it with me. Does someone have a kibitz here? Rashba, which I didn't decide. But listen to this, just a line in the Rashba. Upirish Rashi Zal. The Ka'amar Rava Litam Ki Iker De Bekachim Asar Mashma De Les Litam Ki Iker Bechulin Ela Midrabanan Kidem Afarish Ve'ozil De Ilu Midaraisa Barov Batil. Notice, the Rashba didn't learn Rashi is saying that Rava is Les Litam Ki Iker Bekachim Daraisa, less like Tam Ki Iker, he holds Tam Ki Iker Lav Daraisa. Kidim Afarish Va'azim. No. He says, since Rava says Lo Nitzucha Ela L'Tam Ki Iker De Bekodshim Aser. So first of all, just from his statement, it sounds like Bekodshim Tam Ki Iker is Aser. Min HaTorah. But by Chulin, Kodshim Aser. Doesn't sound like Chulin is Daraisa. So the very statement of Rava gets you started, says the Rashba. Kidim Afarish Va'azil Nocha Prat. The Hemshech of the Gemara, Minat Torah, Beruva Batil, but Midrabanan, you need Shishim, also sounds like Tam Ki Iker is Lav Daraisa. It's not a Din Daraisa that you need Shishim. Midrabanan. So both from the statement of Rava and from the Hemshech of the Gemara, Rashi is being medayik that Rava holds a Tam Ki Iker Lav Daraisa. It's Osir, but it's a Dirabanan, it's not a Daraisa. And he has one more right. Rabbi Yochanan b'Masechta Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan has a statement in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Kol shataima v'loma masho ein lokin alav. Kol shataima v'loma masho ein lokin alav. What does that sound like? Before we even look at the Gemara, you have tam, you have mamish. Mamish means you have the iser itself. You have a piece of meat. Tam means you have a taste from the meat. So, Rabbi Yochanan, kol shataima v'loma masho ein lokin alav. What does that sound like? There's no malchus for it. What does that sound like? It's the Rabbanan, it's Lav Daraisa. Three rayas in Rashi. Right? Rashi has three rayas. From the statement of Rava, so let's get all the three rayas. Right? First of all, Rava's statement, Tam Ki Iker, did Bekotshim Osa, sounds like by Chulin it's not the Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa. Right? How do you know, Lefi Rashi? Rashi, Tam Ki Iker. This is the abbreviation for Tam Ki Iker. Tes Chof Ayin Kuf. You see in the song. Tam Ki Iker Lav Daraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. How do you know that? So first of all, the statement of Rabbi, the Bekodshim Osa. Secondly, Kidem Afarish Va'ozel. Nidaraisa Beruba Batal. It sounds like the need for Shishim is only Drabanan. It's the second Raya Rashi has. I'll leave it to Rava. And then he says, I'll give you a Raya not Rava, someone else. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, Taimo v'lo mamasho. Ain't lo kena love. Taimo umamasho, lo kena love. Taimo v'lo mamasho, ain't lo kena love. These are the three rayas that Rashi has. Okay? But Rashi's not finished. One final point. He says, but I know the Gemara Pesachim. I came to Shir on Sunday. I know the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim has many different makoros. The Tamkei there should be daraisa, nishras, gule nochrin, basa b'cholav, maybe a lot of different makoros. So, like, how can you say that it's not daraisa? I know the kashas on me. I learned Pesachim already. Hadi afina lebe Pesachim minazir umishras liten Tamkei iker tzvira lahu amaroy basroy das machta v'yamlohu. Says Rashi, Rava and Rabbi Yochanan felt that all the drushes of the Gemara Pesachim are only asmachtas. The lav melefu, you can't learn that from that. Why? The havalu nozev egiuli ob de kachav and beis kzuv marban keachar. Because there really are two different makaros that remain standing at the end. My bosa b'cholav is a chiddush, but nozev egiuli nachim can stand in the end. But there's shnei kzuv marban keachar. We know you can't learn from shnei kzuv marban keachar two kzuv. If it's one drusha, if it's one thing, so then you can learn from that. But if it's two things, so maybe it's dafka only there and not in other places. Or maybe Giyule Nachem really is a chiddush. Rav Sachem had that option that maybe Giyule Nachem really is a chiddush, because it's really no sin tam levgam. Because the Torah asked Kedera Bas Yoma, and Kedera Bas Yoma Yefsha Delo, help me. Yefsha Delo, Kedera Bas Yoma Yefsha Delo. Togma Porsta, exactly. There has to be a little bit of a Pagam. So it is no sin tam levgam, so why do I have to be Maksha the Klei Midyon? The answer is the whole thing is a Chiddush to begin with. So I can't learn from that because it's a Chiddush. So says Rashi, the Kitzer, forget about Pesachim. Pesachim has different makaros. I know we started with that. It's a nice place to start. It gives you all the makaros of Tam Ke'ikar, but it's all in Asmachta B'Yalma. Rabbi Yochanan and Rava deny Tam Ke'ikar B'chulim D'Araisa. They hold that it's Lav D'Araisa, that it's only D'Rabban. This is Rashi. Okay? We took apart a Rashi, piecemeal, the way Tosas understood Rashi. And the emesis is not just Rashi. There are a host of Rishonim that hold the Tam Ke'ikar as Taka D'Rabban. The Ran. And if you got a chance to see the Ran, the Ran brings the Rashi, but the Ran says the Tam Ke'ikar D'Rabban. The Rambam. Look at the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah, the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam. They both interpret that the Rambam learns like Rashi. The Rambam learns that the Tam Ke'ikar D'Rabban. This is Rashi Shi. Questions? Okay. Let's look at Tosfos. Okay, I know Tosfos is difficult. We're not going to read the whole thing together. We're going to read the Iker parts of Tosfos, the Rashi proper. Pirish Bekuntra says Tosfos. Right, Rava Amar Lo Nitzucha Ela L'Tam Ke'ikar D'Bekotchim Asa. Pirish Bekuntra. Let's see this Tosfos together. And you may have... you take a seat. That I numbered some things. I think this is a very important thing to do in general. If you have a very long Tosfos, photocopy it first. Photocopy the Tosfos, and as you read it, break it down. You will find that most long Tosfos really are like four or five Tosfos in one. It's not one big Tosfos. He says many different things. So if you look at it as like a big Tosfos, you can get a headache before you even start. So it's not kedai. To read a Tosfos with a headache is not gishmak. So you have to, you take your pen and you read Tosfos slowly, and then you read it again, right? And then you have to read it again, because till you learn it four times, you haven't learned it once, right? Remember the Sichas Masna? Okay. Pirish Bekuntris. Bezeu lema'ute shar kotshim. Havachulin shaper yalfina minei lemea v'shishim demidaraisa badli berov. V'yalfina mehocha lahachmir de lo libote lela b'mea v'shishim. So far, he hasn't said anything. He's just quoted Rashi. Okay, we learn from Zerah B'Sheila to Chulin that it's Batal B'Meah V'Shishim. Mashma says Tosis, the Ritzon Olomar, the Tam Ki Iker the Ka'omar, Lav Tam Gomerhu. Nikuda. That's point number one of Tosis. It sounds from Rashi that when Rava says Tam Ki Iker V'Kotchim, he doesn't mean what we call Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker is Tam Gomer. That means a real taste. Well, you can, it's a flavor. You can feel it. You can taste it. So says Tosis, it doesn't sound like he's saying that. Now, how does he know that? Because by Zerah B'Sheila, whatever you're talking, this Tam Ke'ikah that you're talking about is Batil B'Meyav Shishim. The Tam Ke'ikah the B'Kachim Aser is Batil B'Meyav Shishim by Zerah B'Sheila. That Rashi did say. Tosis is not misquoting Rashi. Rashi said that. So it says Tosis, so just plug it in. Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule. Tam Ke'ikah B'Kachim is the rule. So if it's Batil B'Shishim by Zerah B'Sheila, that's not a case where you have Tam, where you can taste the Tam. It's where you can't taste the Tam. It's a mashu. You can't taste the Tam. You have the Shishim. Right? That's where Zerah B'Sheila's mutter. But Tam Ke'ika B'Kachim is going to be Asa. So it must be Tam Koldehu. Tam Koldehu means even if you have Shishim. You have Shishim, you have Meir, you have 1,000. It doesn't matter how much you have. It's still Asa. The contrast of Tam Ke'ika B'Kachim Asa to Shishim Bezerah B'Sheila forces Tosfos into the feeling that Rashi assumes these words Tam Ke'ikah are not to be taken literally. Rava meant Mashu the Tam. It's not a Tam. Mashu the Issa B'Kodshin. Tam Ke'ikah doesn't mean Tam Gomer. It means Tam Koldu. Ela Tam Koldu Gomer. Okay? And you have to say that mashu is also b'kachim. Kol ha-shehiga b'v'sara is talking about mashu. It's not talking about tam. You could have interpreted it to mean tam, but that's, Tosa says, from Rashi you get the impression that's not what it means. It means even a mashu is also. V'gam tzarech lama d'kahai gav na'asa b'kachim. V'afal gav d'lohavi el ha-mashu, even though it's not a mashu, it's still going to be also by kachim. When the Gemara asks v'ligmar minei, let's learn from Zerah B'Sheila. Let's learn from Zerah B'Sheila v'ligmar minei. Haynu the lishteru af. What is that word? Vav. Af b'shar kodshim b'kuf v'samach k'Zerah B'Sheila. V'ligma minei means, why do you say a mashu is also by kachim? Let's learn from Zerah B'Sheila that what? That only Tam Gomer is also, not Tam Koldu. Mamish, this is what we've been saying, B'das Rashi. That's Tosis' pshat, B'das Rashi. Right? That's the kasha, because that's the setup. That according to Rashi, Tam Keika B'Kachim really means mashu B'Kachim, and Zerah B'Sheila is mutter B'Shishim, right? According to mutter. But what does mutter mean? It means mutter b'shishim. That means that if you don't have a tam, it's mutter. It's not for mashu. It's only for tam. There, tam kicker is aser, but by kachim, even mashu is going to be aser. The lishteru av kachim, abisar kachim, b'kuf v'sava, kizra b'sheila. Period. That's Tosis Shabbatas Rashi. with a little bit of drop. That's basically Tosis. So far, so good? So comes Tosis and starts to chip away. Starts to ask on Rashi. B'hash d'teim ma'kev and d'hocha lo ayre d'tam gomre l'b'kal shuhu midach kol l'farish d'rova is le'tam ke'ika b'chul in lav d'araisa kev and d'hocha lo ayre d'tam gomre l'b'kal shuhu k'defrishis. Kasha number one against Rashi. He says, look, if you tell me that Rava's statement lo nitzucha ela l'tam ke'ika b'kachim aser k'mashmal l'hocha l'shari, if tam ke'ika, the word tam ke'ika here doesn't really mean Tam Gomer, means Tam Koldehu. So how are you being medayik from Rava, the Tam Ke'ikah Lav D'Araisa? Bechulam. What's that kasha? What's he asking? What was Rashi medayik from? Tosa says, if you interpret the words Tam Ke'ikah to really mean Tam Koldehu in this context, so how can you be medayik the Tam Ke'ikah Lav D'Araisa? So I think that kasha of Tosfos is presupposing, like the Rashba, Rashba's interpretation of Rashi, that Rashi was talking about from two points of Rava, not just from the Hemshech, Midaraisa Beruba Batil. No, he was also Medayek from what? Number one. He was also Medayek from what? From Rava's Loshen. Tam Kedivit the Bekotshim Aser as opposed to Chulin. Chotshim Aser Minat Torah. But Chulin Minat Torah is Mutter. It's only the Rabbanan. So tell us just one second. You're being Medayek from Rava, that what? Tam Ke'ikr is also by Kotshim, but not by Chulin Minat Torah. But you just told me that the words Tam Ke'ikr here don't mean Tam Ke'ikr. They really mean Tam Kolderu. So Rava never made a statement about Tam Ke'ikr. He made a statement about Mashu. Never made a statement about Tam Ke'ikr. What's your deal? That's Tosfos Kash. He's not asking from the Hemshech of the Gemara. He's asking from Rava's Loshen, his statement itself. If you reinterpret Rava to be talking about Tam Kolderu, so then he's not talking about Tam Ke'ikr, so how are you medayek from his Loshen that the Kotchim Asa, but by Chulin, it's not Daraisa. He's not talking about Tam Ke'ikr at all. He's not talking about Tam Gom, he's talking about Tam Kolderu. That's kasha number one. Question.
Isn't Tosfos the one who said, wasn't Tosfos reading Rashi to say that it has to be the Tam Kolderu and not actually Tam Ke'ikr?
Yes.
So
Tosfos is reading Rashi because he says that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that we're learning from Zerah B'Sheila that Shishim is enough. What does Shishim enough mean? That means that if you have Shishim, then there's no Tam. That's another way of saying Mashu is not going to be a problem. Mashu means no matter how little you have, it's still a problem. If you say Shishim, that by definition means that Mashu is not a problem. It's only up until Shishim. Right? So Tosa says, if that's how Rashi is learning Zerah B'Sheila, so then what's the contrast? Tam Ke'ikr B'Kotshim Aser, but Tam is also going to be usher by Zerah B'Sheila. You need Shishim, and if you have Shishim, everything is gone. So it must be the word Tam Ke'ikr there. By Kotshim means Mashu by Kotshim is usher. Even if you have Shishim, it still is usher. But by Zerah B'Sheila, if you have Shishim, everything is good. So Frektaisvis, if Tam Ke'ikr by Kotshim usher means Tam Koldo by Kotshim usher, so Mashu is usher. So what's your deal to Tam Ke'ikr, what we call Tam Ke'ikr? Real Tam, not Mashu. Tam. That's lav daraisa by chulin. Maybe it's daraisa by chulin. Rava never said never made a statement about Tam Gomi. He made a statement about Tam Koldu. So what's your diuk bichlal? Again, his kash is on the first diuk of Rashi from the loshen of Rava. The otema says Taisus dal karchach ein kol shu osa bekotchim. Dlo osa b'mashu ela olin dafka l'rabbanan min b'milo l'reb Yehuda. Tosis says, look, I just don't understand. Rava is an Amora. We have a discussion in the Tanoim whether Mashu is a problem by Kachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Bamino is B'Mashu, in general, by Kachim too. And the Chacham say, no, by Olin, if both things are put on the Mizbeach, then they're going to be B'Mashu, but if not, they're not. According to the Chachamim, certainly, right, Kachim not also B'Mashu. So it turns out that Rava's statement doesn't make any sense. Rav is saying Tam Ke'ikr B'Kotshim Asa means Tam Koldu. Mashu is Asa B'Kotshim. But it's not. It's not. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim don't say that Tam is Asa B'Mashu B'Kotshim. And then he brings other rayas. So we're not going to read the other rayas inside. But that's the second kash of Taisus. That Rashi's din is wrong. If Rashi's interpretation of Rav is correct, then it turns out Rav's din is wrong. It's against Tanoi. We don't hold that Mashu Asa is B'Kotshim. Right, Mashu normally is like a chumra derabbanan. It doesn't aser by kachim no more than it asers by chulin. So what's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? That's kasha number two. The two kashas of Taisvis. Okay. So far, so good? Yes, Yaakov.
Why can't we just say that these weren't, at least according to the Yoruba Chachad, this wasn't the only case that we had to say Kodur, this was just when we went out for this concept? Why did we say the only place we went to Kodur?
Which is the only place that you went to
Kodur? That either according to Yoruba Chachad or Yoruba Chachad or Kodur.
Again, according to the Chachamim, only if the two items are both olin are they going to be asa b'mashu, but if not, not. So the Chachamim are talking about kachim, and they say that if dam chatas is nisa'arif b'dam behema, we're not going to say that it's asa b'mashu. If you tell me that there's an isa mashu by kachim, so then why do the Chachamim say that dam chata, dam kachim, shenisa'arif b'mayim, or shenisa'arif b'dam behema, can be bottled, shouldn't be bottled? Achila and dam? It's not only about dam. If it were about dam, then the Gemara Menachos would say it's about dam. The Gemara says it's either min b'mino is always b'mashu, or olin are going to be b'mashu. If it's dafka about dam, it shouldn't have said olin, it should have said dam. It's not just about dam. It happens to be. The reason why it's said about dam is because the pasuk is talking about dam. But it's not only about dam, because the Gemara didn't interpret it like that. I don't think so. Okay, these are the kashas of Tosfos on Rashi, the way that he interpreted Rashi. Let's skip down. Okay, skipping the Gemara Menachos and Zvachim, the complicated right, but it's basically the same as what he just said before. He concludes in the fourth line, Alma ein kolshu osu b'kotshin. Kain b'cham aduchten. He could have quoted you other cases too. So leave out the particular cases in the Gemara. That's the yesod of Tosfos kasha. The kolshu is not osu b'kotshin. We never find such an idea. The Nira Lefarish says, Tosfos, I have a different interpretation of Rava, not like Rashi. The hocha ari b'tam gomer. The bekotchim osu mikro dechatas. The hu adin the bechulin osu mikro demishras. I didn't do away with the Gemara Pesachim. I hold the Gemara Pesachim is correct. We learn from Mishras that tam ke iker and kol Torah kula d'oraisa. D'oraisa. That's Tosfos. Okay. Tam gomer the bekotchim osu. Kol ashiyiga b'vesor is not talking about a mashu. It's talking about tam. Tam gomer de bekotchim osu. That's how Tosfos is interpreting. Okay, so let's take it slow. Tosfos themselves say, what does tam keker de bekotchim osu mean? It means tam kotchim oser mutu b'shishim. Lo nitzucha ela le tam keker de bekotchim osu means that tam gomer, I should say that better, Tam gomer bekotchim osi. You see? You got it? Tam gomer bekotchim osi. Rava uses the phrase tam keker the way we thought it should mean. Tam gomer bekotchim is going to ask. It's mutar b'shisha. But tam gomer is going to ask bekotchim. So what's Rava Shaila? Rava Shaila has to be the exception to that. I thought we just said Rava Shaila also is mutar b'shisha. So if you interpret Rava, tam keker bekotchim is tam gomer, so then it's Dr. Zel Bazach. There's no contrast at all. Listen up, Tosfos has a myriad of chiddushim. V'nir lefarish, d'hocha ari b'tam gomer d'bekotchim osu mikro d'chatas, v'hu adin d'bechulin osu mikro d'mishras. So if it's hu adin b'chulin, so why do Rav have to pick on tam ke'ikah b'kotchim? Just say, tam ke'ikah. You have to complicate matters with b'kotchim? No. Elonoka kotchim ishim d'bizro b'sheila d'havi kotchim koi. Zro b'sheila is kotchim. So he says, Tam Keker, normally by Kochim is X, but by Zerah B'Sheila, it's Y. But he didn't mean to say only by Kochim. He's just saying, the whole case over here is Kochim, so let's talk Kochim, but it's Lav Daka. That's basically the point. He really meant to say, Lo Nitzucha, Ela L'Tam Keker, the Osir, but here it's Mutter. It's Lav Daka B'Kochim. So notice, Tosfos just did away with Rashi's first dik. Right? Rashi says that Tam ke'ikar lav da raisa, because Rava says tam ke'ikar the kachim asa. Tosfos says that's lav dafka. He didn't mean only kachim. He just says kachim because Rava says kachim, so he's talking kachim. That's why he uses the word kachim. But he means tam ke'ikar in general, ben b'kachim ben b'chulin. What's Rava Shela? What's the exception over here? V'hocha shorim, but here by Rava Shela it's mutter. The pa'amim she'azroa u'miktas min ha'ayil havichutz lerotev. Sometimes the zroa and part of the aisle is going to be outside of the liquid, outside of the cholent, outside of the rotev. The nosin hazroa tam b'mashachutz, and then the zroa is going to be nosin tam in the part of the animal, the part of the aisle that's outside of the rotev. The zimne namish yesh mi shamnunis hazroa harbe al oso miktas, and sometimes there's so much shamnunis on the zroa at shaloye he rov ba oso miktas levatlo, until there's not even going to be rov to say a bittel daraisa either. It's not even going to be a rove. Right? That could be. Right? You have your pot over here. right? And you're caught. There's a rotev, and you know you have whatever, right? Yeah, I don't know. Your animal. The animal with its head is not going to be here, right? You have a big piece of meat, right? And the zroa, you know, maybe a big piece of the zroa is outside over here. You know, you could draw it better than I can, right? Right. The part of the aisle is outside of the rotev. So if it's out of the rotev, there's no rotev to be mevalbel all the time. The rotev is a very big, powerful thing. Whatever there is rotev, so that's, that mixes everything up. If there's no rotev, and the problem is, there's an asinas tam from this thing, from the piece of meat, onto the other piece of meat. There's no rotev over there. So it's going to be no sintam there. And it might be so much that there might not even be rov to be mevatlet bechlal. That could happen, says Tosfos. Uvechol inyan sheyevashel hiter hakosav. Atka. The gzeres hakosav of zroa b'sheila is that zroa b'sheila, the zroa will never aser the aisle. Never. So it is true, most cases you can have shish. Who would want to cook an aisle like this? It's not going to cook well. It cooks better when it's underneath the wood. In most circumstances, you will have shishim. But there will be circumstances, says Tosfos, that you're not going to have shishim. You might not even have rov. And nevertheless, it's exeris hakosav that it's mutter. That's the exception to the rule. Not that the exception to the rule by Zohar B'Sheila is that shishim works. Shkoyach Reb Noach. That's not the... That's true by regular kachim. It's true by chulin too. No sintam is awesome, but if it's not no sintam, it's mutter. No, the chiddush of Zohar B'Sheila is that even where it's no sintam, it's mutter. Even when there is, even if you don't have shishim, it's mutter. That's the chiddush of Zohar B'Sheila, says Tosfos. Afilu kishein samach mutter. Because the aisle and the zroa, there's going to be a piece of the aisle with the zroa outside. That's also mutter. That's the gzeres hakosav. It's always mutter by zroa b'sheila. Even if you don't have shishim, even if there isn't a sinas tam. But Rava wasn't saying that if you have a mashu, it's also by kachim. Chas v'sholem. No sintam is also by kachim. V'hu adinami b'chulen. Tam ke'ikir daraisa. You heard it here. That's what Rava is saying, says Tosfos. Not what you think, Rashi. That's what Rava is saying. And Zohar B'Sheila is the exception, because even in this strange scenario, it'll still be mutter. There really should be an asinas tam. There's no shishim. It still should be mutter. So that's not an exception. V'Rava lo polig Arab Yochanan de Mishras osa l'tam ke'ikir u'drasha gemura hivalo asmachta. Rava didn't argue that Mishras is an asmachta. He said Tam Keikar is the raisa. The mid Rabbi Akiva Nishmal Rabbanim. Rabbi Akiva the Dorish Lo Leheter Mitzdarif LeIsser. The Gemara Pesachim says what? Rabbi Akiva darshins that Mishras Kol Mishras Anavim Lo Yochal is not coming for Tam Keikar. He learns Tam Keikar from somewhere else. He learns it for Heter Mitzdarif LeIsser. We talked about yesterday what Heter Mitzdarif LeIsser means. By having a sandwich of Isser and Hetter. It's a different halacha. It's not Tam Ke'ikah. But Rabbi Akiva says, Hetter it's Tarif Le'Isser, you can get Malkus. Malkus? Is that the Raisa or the Rabbanan? Obviously, it's a Daraisa. So from him, you learn to the Rabbanan. V'huadin de la Rabbanan, the Mukila le Tam Ke'ikah, nami loki. The Chachamim hold that Mishras teaches me Tam Ke'ikah. If Rabbi Akiva can learn that Hetter it's Tarif Le'Isser is loka, the Chachamim will hold that Tam Ke'ikah is going to be loka. It's the Raisa. It's the rice. What's the problem? The rice. So Tosfos has basically said the Gemara Pesachim is the paradigm. Those psukim. Gemara Pesachim. Mishras is the mocker for Tam Keikar. He says, don't tell me Shnek Suvim Abam Keachar. That's not. We learn from Mishras. Mishras is going to be the mocker for Tam Keikar that you're going to get Malkus for. Hodam Rabbi Beperakol Avosar Shema Minat Time of Lamamashal Bialma De Raisa. Either Rabbanan, Mibas V'Chalamai Taima Lo Gaminan Lahu the Chiddushu. Well, what's he talking about? So this is the one Gemara we actually did not read, but it's a very important Gemara. That's really the Gemara that we're preparing for. We're spending 2 weeks preparing for this Gemara. Daf Kuf Ches. Amar Abaye Taima V'Lamamasha Ba'Alma Darais. Abaye says it. Abaye says Tam Ke'ikar must be Darais. Abaye Mamish made the statement. He says, if you think Tam Keker is Lavda Raisa, so what are you going to do with Basar B'Chalav? Basar B'Chalav is a classical example where you have an Asinas Tam B'Chalav in Basar and it's Asa. So don't you see Tam Keker the Raisa? Mm-hmm. Basar B'Chalav is the greatest Raya, he says. So says the Gemara, it's not such a great Raya at all. The Chiddushu. Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Basar B'Chalav? Exactly, right. The Gemara Pesachim had two different interpretations. You look at Rashi and Chulin, you say to yourself, wow, Rashi was a Gaon, right? He just took it from the Gemara Pesachim. Actually, you just have to learn in the proper order. You see everything. You read the Rashi. My time alog amin 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 shav l'chidishu. The shnei amin heter, zelabada v'zelabada. Ukshenis ar v'nesi. First of all, basar and chala by themselves are mutter. They're only kamasu together. And they're only also derech bishul, as opposed to itaru lekula yom. If you soak it the whole day, it's not going to create an issa. These were two pshatim the Gemara Pesachim had. Rashi just didn't quote your Pesachim, but it's from Pesachim. So, in fact, the Gemara yichidishu. Abaye asked this yichidishu avagad leka nosin tam nami. If it's a chidish, so then why do you need an asinas tam at all? It's a chidish, so it should ask even b'mashu. Amalei Rava derech bishul asa Torah. Rava says no, it has to be derech bishul. So mashu is not enough. That's not derech bishul. Derech bishul presupposes that there's an asinas tam. Plus, derech bishul means there's an asinas tam. Number one. Number two, it has to be derech bishul, as opposed to derech chavush. Let's say maluach, right? Soaking or salting. There are other ways that you can have a transfer of taste, but that's not a bas b'chol of daraisa. Bas b'chol of daraisa. There has to be asinas tam. And the sinas tam al yedei bishul, says Rabbi. So what's Rabbi say? Abaye starts off by saying tam keker must be daraisa. Learn from basar b'chalav. And basically the Gemara says no, you can't learn from basar b'chalav because it's a chiddush. And that's really how Rava is going. That's what it sounds like, right? Rava says Abaye is incorrect. Basar b'chalav is a chiddush, right? Aye, so maybe even tam koldu. No, it's not derech bishul, so therefore it can't be tam koldu. So comes Tosfos. It says, "V'hadam Rabaye in Parakol Abasu Shmamina Time of Lama Mashal BeAlma Daraisa Didi Rabbanu and Mibasu V'chalam My Time Logamina Lahu." And the Gemara says the Chiddushu, and he says, "No, Ich Chiddushu Avagad Lekanos in Tam Nami." Omale Rav Derech Bishul Asa Torah. What's that whole Shaka V'Tayr over here? Says Tosfos. Perish LaOlam Derabbanu. Perish la'olam derabanan. Rava is saying what? Abaye, you held that tam keker must be daraisa. Learn from basar b'chalav. Comes Rava and says, no, basar b'chalav is a chiddush. You can't learn from basar b'chalav. Tam keker is really derabanan. So Frek Tosfos on himself says, who do we normally paskin like? Abaye or Rava? Rava, right? It's not one of the Al Kagams, right? Right? So Rava says it's a chiddush. Rava holds the tam keker is what? The rice or the rabbana? Help me! Speak up! Rafi! Rava, okay. Abaye holds tam keker, the rice, and learn from basar b'chalav. Rava says what? No, basar b'chalav is a chiddush. You can't learn from that, the tam keker. So what is it? It's the rabbana, of course! Of course, I knew you'd see my way. Right? Do you hear now? Right? Rava holds Tam Keker Darabanan, but Tosfos just said Tam Keker Daraisa. So he's against Rava. Rava's the best Raya for Rashi. And Rashi didn't quote this Raya, but Tosfos quotes the Raya. Let's even add this Raya. Right? Tosfos, Heviu Raya, the Rashi. What's the Raya? Rava. Kufres, Rava holds Basa b'chal of chiddush. Lo gamila minay. Tam kik. Sounds like tam kik in Rabban. So what does Tosfos say? Three words. Dichuya ba'alma. Yay. He's just saying, you know, don't learn from Basa b'chal. What you learn from Basa b'chal? Give another shir. Right? You know, go to the Gemara Pesachim. You have Mishras, Giulei Nochim. There are many other Makaras, but don't talk to me, Basar B'chalav. That's what Rav is saying. That's all he's saying. He said, Dichoy Ba'alma, Lagabi Basar B'chalav. That's not a good Raya, but it doesn't mean that Tam Ke'ikah the Rabbanan. Chas V'Sholom, says Tosfos. Chas V'Sholom. So far, Tosus is sitting pretty. Tosus reinterpreted Rava. That Rava's understanding of the Chiddush of Zerah B'Sheila is that even where Zerah B'Sheila, there is no Shish. Even where there isn't a Sinas Tam, Zerah B'Sheila is still Mocha. So Tosus is free to learn that Rava holds Tam Ke'ikar, Bein B'Kodesh, and Bein B'Chulin Darais. What's it learned that? How do you know it's Darais and not from Basu B'Chalav? You can't learn from Basu B'Chalav. Rava says don't learn from Basu B'Chalav. Learn from Mishras. Mishras by Nazir, that teaches me the rule of Tam Ke'ikar Darais. This is Tosus Shita. Yes? Which explicit one? But Perak Basu the Masechta Avodah Zarah the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Time of Lama Moshe Asa Baal Dikyach. That's the next kasha. Rabbi Yochanan says Time of Lama Moshe Asa Vein Logan Alav. That's Rashi's Rashi Raya. So comes Tosus and says, I'll give you two answers to this kasha. I knew the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Don't start up with me. Two answers. First, he says, "Hainu b'mino, the midaraisa beruba batal." Tosus says, "Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about mishen amino. When he says time of olam hamashal, he doesn't mean what we call tam ki'ikar. Time of olam hamashal means when there's a blia, when there's a liquid transfer. It's not taste. Min b'mino, you don't feel the taste. Only min b'mishen amino do you feel the taste." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Time of olam hamashal." Time of Olam HaMasho, Min B'mino, Time of Olam HaMasho, that's Ein Lokan Olam. That's Ein Lokan Olam. You're not going to get Malkus for that. Why? If you have Rov, Minat Torah, it's Bata. If you have Rov, Minat Torah, it's Bata. Even if you need Shishim for Min B'mino, remember? The Chachamim de Reb Yehuda hold that Min B'mino can be Bata the Rov. Midrabanan, you still need Shishim. Even if you need Shishim, says Tosus, Ein Lokan Olam. That's not the Raisa, that's the Rabbana. Min HaTorah, it's Batal B'Rov. Because he's not talking about Min B'Shem, he's talking about Min B'Mino. That's Teretz number one. Rashi says, Time of Lama Masho, Ein Lokan Olam sounds like Tam Ki'ikah, the Rabbana. Tos says, no, he's not talking about Tam Ki'ikah. He says, Time of? Okay, it's a Kasha. That's not what he means. Time of means Min B'Mino. It doesn't really mean Tam, it means a transfer of liquid, Lachos. But you can't be margish the tam. So min b'mino, min ha-torah, tak is batal v'rov. So there's no malchus for that. That's the first pshat in Tosfos. For taima u'mamashu, the kamar hasam, the lokin. What does it mean, taima u'mamashu is lokin? Kigon sheo issa be'en u'makira. Talking min b'mino. So taima u'mamashu means you have the pieces. You know which one is usser. So of course, taima u'mamashu. If you eat mamashu shalissa, you're going to get malchus for it. Kagon Shah Issa Ba'an Makir. If you know that you know what's the Issa, then you have to get rid of it. If not, you get Malkus if you eat it. The Chiktani Taima Veloma Masha, Osir Vein Lokan Alav, Huadina Filo Taima Uma Masha, Im E Makira. Taima Uma Masha means I have pieces in front of me, I know what's Osir, so of course I'm going to get Malkus for that. Okay? So the truth is, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to say Taima Veloma Masha, Ein Lokan Alav. Even Taima Uma Masha, meaning even if you have a Mamashus of the Basar, it's not just the tam. It's not just the lachos that's going in. It's the busser itself. If eino makiro, right? If eino makiro, he's also not going to get malchus for that. If eino makiro and it's batal berov, of course he's not going to get malchus for that. It's only the rabbanan, right? The fact that you need shishim min bimino, that's only the rabbanan. So as long as it's eino makiro, even if there's mamashos of the busser here, you're also not going to get malchus for that. So why did he say time of uloma masho, time of uma masho? He could have said that too. Taimo Uma Masha means you have the Chatichos of Basar here, you eat the Basar Mamish, so of course you're going to get Malkus. Because you knew what the Isser is. So either if there's one piece of Basar, or if there are two pieces of Basar and you don't have a Rove, that's called that it's Makir. But if you have a Rove, that's Eino Makiro. Remember we said that whenever you have a Rove, the Isser is not Nikr. It's not recognizable. It's not recognizable. If all you have is two pieces here, it is called recognizable, because you have Isser over here. But once you have the rov, it's not recognizable. Now Torah, it's batel. So ain't lokin alav. Ain't lokin alav. This is Tosus's first answer to the Gemara of Azar. The Odeh Shlomar, he says, the hasam ayah b'shalom mina. No, Rabbi Yochanan really is talking about min b'sheino mina. So what does that mean? Time of olam hamasho ain't lokin alav? He says, yeah, look at what Rabbi Yochanan says. He distinguishes between kezayis b'chdeh achilas pras and kezayis shalom b'chdeh achilas pras. The Hechad Ika Kazayas Bechde Achilas Pras Karolei Taimel Umam Lashem. Hechad Aleka Kazayas Bechde Achilas Pras Karolei Taimel Umam Lashem. Kazayas Bechde Achilas Pras is a shear of Achila in Kol HaTarakum. Right? If you're eating the Vela, you want to know if you can get Malkus for that. So you have to eat a Kazayas, of course. Lo Sochal means you can't eat a Kazayas. But you have to eat it Betoch Tadei Achilas Pras. In the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. Right? There's a specific shear for the loaf of bread. Right, the Gemara in Erevin has a machlokas whether a loaf of bread is 6 beitzim or 8 beitzim, so it's half of that. It's either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. It's a machlokas exactly what the shear is. And that's a shear tziruf of kol ha'tara kula. It's a shear tziruf for mitzvahs also. You're eating matzah on the Seder night, you got to eat it b'tochi derech l'espras. The amount of time that it takes. Because you can't just eat what you nibble now, and then an hour later you'll nibble again, and an hour later you'll nibble again. What's mitzarev, the whole achilo? Where's the kezayis? It has to be within a certain amount of time. And there's a shaylin poskim. What is kedei achilas pras? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? Is it 6 minutes? A whole different possibilities. Comes Tosis and says, Rabbi Yochanan just meant to say, the time of Olam HaMosho, if you have time, right, what happens? You have enough time that went into this tarovis, that you have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So if you have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you have a shear. It's a shear tziruf that you'll get malchus for it. But if it's time of Olam HaMosho, that means that you don't have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. The amount of time that went in, right, in the volume that it went into, is not kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So you can say tam ke'ikar von heinz bis morgen. Right? You can hold tam ke'ikar d'araisa. But you're not going to get malchus on it anyway, because you don't have the sheer tziruf. It's not kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That's all he was saying. He didn't mean to say tam ke'ikar lav d'araisa, chas v'shalom. He meant to say that if you don't have the sheer tziruf for a ma'isa achila, you're not going to get malchus on it. But avada tam ke'ikar d'araisa. What does Tosfos do with this one rai from the Gemara of Azar? Tosfos says either time of Olam HaMosho ain't lokin alav means min b'mino, or it means min b'she'ein omino, b'pochos mikazayis b'chdei achilas pras. It was simple, right? I don't know if I would go there. But that's Tosfos. Okay. Rashi, every point of Rashi, is how Tosfos takes apart the Rashi, and Tosfos gives a different interpretation. Now, what's really incredible is that Tosfos was convinced that Rashi really held that Tam Ki Iker means Tam Kolder. You're not meshuvah to say that. You don't really have to say that. Rashi could have agreed with Tosis pshat too. Tosis pshat is a very nice pshat. The Dror B'Sheila is a heter, even where you do have an asinas tam. And Rashi held like that too. Tosis is so convinced from Rashi that it's impossible for him to hold like that. I don't know why Tosis had to learn like that, but that's Rashi. Rashi never said tam koldehu. He never used the word tam koldehu. Maybe Taka Rashi held like Tosis, that the diuk of the Braisa is that Zerah B'Sheil is different, that it's mutter even if you don't have shishim, even if you have an asinas tam. Even if you have an asinas tam. And tam ke'ikar, right, is going to be usur by Shar Kachim. Why can't you lie like that? Tosfos reinterprets Rashi because he's so troubled. What's so troubling? What's so troubling? Rashi could very simply learn that tam ke'ikar, the b'kachim also means tam ke'ikar, regular tam, is also by kachim, but by Zerah B'Sheil it's mutter. What's the case by Zerah B'Sheil it's mutter? Tosfos' case. Right? That even if you have an asinas tam, you don't have shishim, it's still going to be mutter. And Rashi says, and because Rabba's lashon is tam ke'ikar, the b'kachim also, taka tam ke'ikar lav d'oraisa, tam ke'ikar lav d'oraisa, the drasha from Zerah B'Sheila to teach me shishim, it's an asmachta ba'alma. Zerah B'Sheila, Tosfos already said that it's an asmachta ba'alma. Zerah B'Sheila has to be an asmachta ba'alma. How do I know that Zerah B'Sheila is just an asmachta ba'alma? Help me now. How is Zerah B'Sheila an asmachta ba'alma? Exactly. Amino. It's not Mimshem Amino. It's not a Drasha Daraisa. Tosfos themselves are not learning the real Daraisa from Zeruah B'Sheila. Where are they learning it from? Where are they learning the Tamkeka Daraisa from? Mishras, exactly. They're not learning from Zeruah B'Sheila. What was the problem over here? Tosfos is bothered with the Lashon of Rashi, but it's not Mochach to say like that. Rashi could say Pashut. Tam Keka, Rava holds Lo Nitzrucha Ella Le Tam Keka, the Bekotchim Osser. Bekotchim Osser. But by Zeruah B'Sheila, there's Exeris HaKosov that Tam Keka is not Osser. Even if it's no sin Tam, it's not Osser. But from the Dirk of Rava, you see that Tam Keka loved their ice. Tam Keka loved their ice. And Taka Rashi really is good. There is a Rai of Rashi that Tosfos really didn't deal with very well. Tosfos didn't like Rashi's first Rav. The Gemara of Odazar he didn't like either. And he didn't like Rava either. Right? He got rid of everything. Everything. Dichuya ba'almahu, he says, Rava's nothing. Time of Vulama Masha, he has two answers. Rava, Tam Kekit, the Bekotchim Asa? But what didn't Tosfos get rid of? Which cry of Rashi did Tosfos really not work on very well? That's the Hemshech of the Gemara. Midaraisa Beruva Batim. Right, some of the Talmidim were hugging me and said, well, what's Tosfos going to do with that? That's a tough raya. They deal with it. The Achronim try to answer it in different ways. But that's really a good raya. Rashi's raya from the Lashon of the Hemshech of the Gemara is really a good raya. Midaraisa Beruva Batim. Rav is talking about Tam Ke'ikah. And you see, Minat Torah is Batil Berov. So Shishim, it sounds like it's only a Din D'Rabban. It's not such a big raya. So Tosfos doesn't like it. Tosfos feels we have a Gemara Psachim Mishras that teaches me the Tam Keka Daraisa. But Rashi said Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echad. You can't learn from that, or it's a Chiddush. Giul Einochem is a Chiddush. Rashi's not so shver. Tosfos presents it like Rashi is a Pella Otzim. When you sit down, you know, after you get through the you see, it's very confusing to get through the Raya. Once you get through the Raya and you sit down, it's not such a Pella. Rashi still has the Raya from the Hemshech of the Gemara, and the other Raya you really could be Docha. What emerges is that there really are two approaches here. Rashi's Shita is known as the Shita that Tam Ke'ikah is Lav Daraisa. Rashi holds that it's only Derabbanan. And Tosfos claims that it's Daraisa. What do you do with the Rais? They work on the Rais back and forth, but these are the two different Shitas. And the Rambam, as the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam point out, the Rambam seems to hold like Rashi, the Tam Ke'ikah, Derabbanan. That's how the Rambam seems to go as well. But tomorrow we're going to have to figure out what exactly is the Nafgimina, whether we hold Daraisa or Derabbanan. And then we have to understand, now that we've gotten through the tough stuff of working through the rayas back and forth, then we have to go to the lumbus. We have to hear the svara. What is the nature of this halacha of Tam Ke'ikah? What does it tell me? Why does it ask that? What's the nature of the halacha? What are the nafkimina in terms of the nature of the din? So if we better understand what the nature of the din of Tam Ke'ikah is all about, then perhaps we'll understand the parameters of the din as well.